This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The Denver Broncos season home opener is this Sunday, but as the pandemic continues, is packing a football stadium safe? Here's CPR's John Daly.
Broncos season ticket holder Rick Kornfeld says he'll skip the game, even though he's fully vaccinated, after a talk with his ticket-holding mom, who is 82.
But she said, you know, I've talked to my doctors and stuff, and, you know, I don't think it's the smartest thing.
Experts say being vaccinated and wearing a mask even outside will greatly reduce the risk from COVID, but not eliminate it. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The state is investing millions of dollars to help child care providers stay open and help families pay for child care expenses. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
Altogether, it's $275 million in federal funds. About $100 million will go to child care tuition grants, saving families an average of $450 per child over 9 months. Infant care costs nearly 10% more than the average rent in the state. Even before the pandemic, more than half of parents missed work because they didn't have access to child care or couldn't afford it. In addition, pay hikes and retention bonuses will be available for some of the state's 24,000 early childhood educators. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
This week, Northern Water and the U.S. Forest Service will use helicopters to drop mulch on public land burned by last year's East Troublesome wildfire. The work is meant to protect a water supply used by a million people in northern Colorado. An Aurora man has been sentenced to a year and a half in prison for vandalizing Tri-County health buildings and threatening health officials early in the pandemic. Daniel Pesch pleaded guilty to one felony charge in exchange for having other charges dismissed. Along the Front Range, it's mostly sunny today with highs near 70, mountain highs in the 50s, and across the state, it should be warmer tomorrow. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.